News Talk 1620 WTAW. On Thursdays, we talk to folks from the city of Bryan. Today, it's a little bit different. We're talking to Brian Reed from Weaver & Tidwell LLP in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He's a CPA there and has done some work for Bryan having to do with their relationship with traditions over the years. Brian, thanks for being with us this morning. I'd like for you to kind of explain a little bit about when Bryan, the city of Bryan, contacted you. What were they looking for you to do with this report that you presented to Bryan City Council?
Yeah, I got a call that they were specifically trying to identify and understand some project-related costs to the Traditions Project.
And what we're talking about is Traditions. It's been around for quite a while. It's a $35.5 million project by City of Bryan numbers. Councilman Mike Sutherland says it's a $73 million project. Thus, enter Brian Reed to kind of look at the numbers and come up with basically what you could find. So share with us in an overview, are we closer to 35 or are we closer to 73 million?
Well, I think we're closer to an actual project-related cost, $35 million. There are obviously other financing costs that appear to be included in Councilman Sutherland's numbers. But if you're talking about true sort of project-related infrastructure, those types of things, it's $35 million approximately.
Okay, so now why does that interest cost, why is that not added into the total number?
Well, it is added into the total number. It's not one that anybody, I think, is trying to avoid. I think what we're trying to do is segment out those costs that are specifically related to the financing piece of it as opposed to the actual building of the infrastructure and the other things related to developing the Traditions Project.
Now, if you could, pardon the pun, can you give me the source of the source information? In other words, how did you get the numbers that you had to work with?
Sure. The information came from the city, and it came from the information that is pulled and directly rolled up into their overall financial information.
Is it fair to say, now, were you able to say that this was a line item that, for instance, came from BTU, or this is a line item that came from the water department, or were you able to have those kinds of line items in the information that the city of Bryan presented you?
Maybe not to that granularity, but certainly I had enough granularity in terms of detail that I had enough information to ask and have discussions with various members of the city personnel.
Now, did you contact anybody within the city or any elected officials from the city as you were putting together this report?
Yeah, I talked to several people within the city regarding this project.
Now, the reason I ask that is because I think Councilman Sutherland said during your presentation the other night, well, hey, nobody contacted me. Is that necessarily an unusual thing that you did or did not contact him?
It is not an unusual set of circumstances in this case, I don't believe.
Now, what we can't call this an audit. What do we call what you presented to the city?
Yeah, so this is a preliminary financial investigation related to the project costs.
So you're like checking their math. Is that basically it?
Well, a little more than that. Checking their math and you know, giving some more thought and detail around sort of what the costs were and you know, testing them a little bit and sort of how they came up with these numbers and understanding the procedures for that.
By comparison, if this had been an audit, time-wise and cost-wise, what would the city of Bryan been looking at?
I mean, that's an apples and oranges comparison. I mean, you're looking at an audit, well, and then it determines what do you mean by audit. If you mean just like a financial reporting audit, that's 2 to 3 weeks, probably time significantly more dollars. If you're talking about a forensic audit, full in-depth forensic investigation, you're talking 2 or 3 months in terms of being able to go through all the detail, because an audit is only going to do testing and reasonability around certain transactions. Forensic investigation, in many cases, is going to go through every line item.
Can you tell me how many times you were back and forth with people from the city of Bryan as you prepared the report that you presented this week?
If you mean by back and forth, you mean discussions with them. I probably had, over the week or 2 weeks that I spent on this, I probably talked to them at least 4 or 5 to 6 times.
Okay. And when it was all said and done, how close were you to the numbers that the Bryan staff had come up with?
They were in line with what the Bryan staffing came up with.
Within 1%?
Yes.
Okay. Brian, thanks for the time this morning.
You're my pleasure.